The need of consecration.
Ministers and physicians, in your work you are bearing weighty responsibilities. Let not your thoughts become cheap or common or selfish for want of the grace of Christ. Our preparation for the home above must be wrought out in this life. The grace of Christ must be woven into every phase of the character. I am to say to all who claim to be converted, are your hearts truly changed? And are you watching unto prayer, preserving a thoughtful, consistent course of action, that you may have not a semblance of religion, but the precious, genuine article? Ministers and physicians, when you accepted Christ, did you experience a deep sense of spiritual need? How much it means to you who are to be ministers of righteousness to accept the heavenly gift of light and love and peace and joy in the Holy Spirit. You are to be imbued with such love for Christ that you will yield to Him your whole affections, surrendering your life to Him who gave His life for you. Imbued with the love of Christ, you are to be constrained to perform acts of unselfish service until such acts become your life practice. Daily growth into the life of Christ creates in the soul a heaven of peace. In such a life there is continual fruit-bearing. Brethren and sisters, we need the reformation that all who are redeemed must have, through the cleansing of mind and heart from every taint of sin. In the lives of those who are ransomed by the blood of Christ, self-sacrifice will constantly appear. Goodness and righteousness will be seen. The quiet, inward experience will make the life full of godliness, faith, meekness, patience. This is to be our daily experience. We are to form characters free from sin, characters made righteous in and by the grace of Christ. Our hearts are to be cleansed from all impurity in the blood shed to take away sin. When ministers adorn the doctrine of Christ our Savior, and when physicians reveal in words and works and in their influence the healing grace of Christ, when the Savior is revealed as the one altogether lovely, a great work will be done in behalf of other souls. God calls for truth in the inner sanctuary of the soul, that the whole being may be a representation of the life of Christ. I entreat my brethren and sisters who are ministers or physicians to work out in their lives the precious principles of truth, that others may take knowledge of you that you have been with Jesus and have learned of Him who is pure and holy and undefiled, without rebuke in a sinful and corrupt generation. Then many will be turned to the Lord through the earnest efforts made in their behalf by those who know the truth.